Cultural Commons of Portage County. From Stevens Point, they're asking for $6,000, and Brittany, you are the first reviewer.
So the Cultural Commons of Portage County maintains a sculpture garden that has recently started. They have three sister cities that they work with, and they're turning around and honoring each of those sister cities. The project is for the funding to create the next installation of this series, which was actually very nicely shown in their work samples as the mock-up already being done. So it will be made out of galvanized steel and will represent the Menominee people who were part of the First Nations in the area. So tying back to the cultural history of the community in a different way, even than just with their sister cities. Again, it's a relatively new organization that really maintains this garden. I found that they have really great buy-in from the community. You know, the mayor is on board. From what I understand of Stevens Point, from an hour and a half away, they are one of the pinpoints that's really getting creative placemaking very well. There's multiple agencies working on it and stacking that type of thinking. The budget seemed to be in order. One item I had for pause was the decision to go with steel because it's going to rust over time. It is going to be powder treated. That's not my working in metals is not my area of expertise, but I did talk to somebody who does work with sculpture, and they said, well, it just depends on how it's treated for longevity. But I think everything does kind of add up at this point. And I just got timed out again. But, that's about all I have at the moment. And
okay. Mariel, you're this... Oops, you're not done.
I don't have really too much to add. I agree with Brittany. I think it's I really like this project, and I was struck by the strength of the work and the degree of careful planning and how far along the project is, and that this is step one and something that will involve the other sister cities after it's done, and the artists are already working on their pieces from those cities. So my only aesthetic question was just, I know they have a Menominee consultant in Mike Hoffman, but I also was just curious, it wasn't really a problem about whether other members of the Menominee tribe participated in the selection of the sculptor. But organizationally, I was just very struck by the fact that the video indicates that they've raised 80% of the money for the park, 35% for all of the elements, presumably including the art, seems impressive to me. The community buy-in seems really strong, and I was really impressed they have that 10-point list of objectives, and that this is completely related to all of those 10 points. So I didn't have any concerns at all in visiting this park on my life list.
Great. Any other conversation about this application?
I mean, I think for me, I think it's a very, very strong application. The one thing that just didn't sit well with me is just the fact that there's $0 that's supporting artistic personnel. So no one's really getting compensated for, art making.
When it's artistic personnel, just to clarify, that means on the staff of the organization, as opposed to outside artists.
Who yeah, are or artists.
Or neither. Okay,
so just neither a person inside or outside.
Thank you.
And I think that's because the donation of time, and I think that's seen in kind, I think. But I agree with you with the labor of artists being a donation rather than something that actually has a financial monetary gain, which is an important thing to do for our artists.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
about that, I think, too many times. Artists, laborers, not properly considered when you do a budget. I would have liked to see better photos, especially of the concept drawing. I mean, holding it in the background, I really wanted to see that. I think Brittany's point about the material, the steel, too. We are currently going through an issue with a public art piece in La Crosse that's steel. It's 10 years old, and it's in dire need of work. So as long as they have a maintenance plan in place, that would be something I would suggest. But I did think this narrative is well written, it was easy to follow, and I really liked the project.
Great. Any other comments? Carmelo?
Yeah, I think one of the things I thought it was very sensitive from this project is the idea to involve the Menominee in not only in the decision making on how the sculpture would look like, but also the presentation to the, you know, to the public. There will be events, you know, a ceremony with a, you know, ceremonial dance, and you know, the person leading the project has a background in cultural anthropology, which explains, you know, how the project, well, the idea of integrating the Menominee into the concept of the project. I think it's, you know, it's very you know, it's doing with the community instead of for the community.
I just wanted to put in a point of clarification since the question had arisen. As I'm looking at the budget in terms of artistic fees, etc., they have $14,000 set aside for labor. They may have, I honestly can't speak to whether or not they mean for that to be the artist fee or not. They do say that the artistic $6,000 of the Arts Board funds will be put toward artistic personnel, and they have zero expenses related to artistic personnel, but I think that they meant for that to be under the artistic fees and services section. So I'm looking at the project budget summary expenses. So they have $18,000 budgeted for artistic fees and services, which they've broken out into labor, supplies, etc. So, I mean, you decide how appropriate that is. But I believe that $6,000 would be part of that $18,000. So just to put that out there for you to consider, it's up to you to determine whether that is clear enough for you as a panel to make a recommendation on. But